This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A go-to Wall Street firm, Skadden Alps, may be in big trouble. Special counsel has investigated $4 million in secret payments that Trump campaign officials Manafort and Gates are accused of funneling to Skadden and other firms from accounts in Cyprus, and could get more information on Skadden from Gates, who worked closely with the firm. Lawyers at Skadden are on edge, according to people who have worked with the firm. Republican governors in Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee are among those that are now revising their positions and saying they're open to some increased form of gun ownership in the wake of the Parkland, Florida massacre. Some experts point out that reduced price for free in-state tuition at state universities is actually an income transfer to many higher-income families from all taxpayers, including lower-income families, paying the subsidy to upper-income families, usually two-thirds of the students comparatively. The Democratic share of the presidential vote dropped by an average of 3.5 percentage points after the passage of so-called right-to-work laws allowing employees to avoid paying union fees. That is larger than Democrats' margin of defeat in several states that could have reversed their last three presidential losses. Supreme Court rejected an unusual request from the Trump administration to decide whether it was entitled to shut down a program that shields some 700,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The court's decision not to hear the administration's appeal was expected, as no appeals court has yet ruled on the issue. Don Blankenship, who recently left a one-year prison term for his role in the negligence of a mining accident that killed 29 miners in West Virginia, has now said he's running for Republican U.S. Senator from that state. Mexico's president has canceled a trip to Washington after he and Trump quarreled on the phone as Trump tried to demand again that Mexico pay for his wall. The Weinstein Company said that it would file for bankruptcy following a collapse of sale talks with an investor group, extending the damage from sexual misconduct allegations against Harvey Weinstein, its co-owner and a one-time force in Hollywood. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.